Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 764 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. Last night, Russia again conducted a large-scale combined attack against Ukraine using drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles. Ukraine's air defense destroyed 58 out of 60 Shahed drones and 26 out of 39 missiles of various types. The Russians aimed at Ukraine's fuel and energy sector. It is known that at least 3 thermal power plants were severely damaged and the power engineer was injured, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Explosions were registered in Khmelnytsky, Dnipro, Ivano-Frankivsk regions. Air defense worked in the Lviv region as well. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky gave an interview to CBS, reports NV. In it, the head of state informed that the Russians may be preparing to conduct a new offensive which is expected late in May or in June. He did not specify which fronts was under risk. CBS News states that Ukrainian forces are not prepared to defend against another major Russian offensive. Meanwhile, Zelensky himself does not say in the video that the Ukrainian army is unable to resist this possible threat. He stresses that Kyiv needs help to prepare the brigades which will have to fight, especially during the counter-offensive actions Russia wants to start. He added that the Ukrainian army had stabilized the situation and it is better now than 2-3 months ago when there was a significant deficit of artillery ammunition and different types of armament. Zelensky stated that Ukraine urgently needs more of the US-made Patriot air defense systems and more artillery. He reminded that 75-80% of the funds allocated to the military support of Ukraine stay in the US, as they are used to finance production of military equipment there. Zelensky was asked if Ukraine would lose without US help. Quote, "It is true, of course we will lose, not in one day, of course we will lose some of our territories." Unquote. The president reminded that Putin wants to completely destroy Ukraine and Ukrainians as he doesn't recognize their existence. Quote, "At the moment it is us, then Kazakhstan, then Baltic states, then Poland, then Germany, at least half of Germany. He will come back. He will not forgive the 80s and then the 90s. We don't need to change his mind. We need to change him. We need to replace him." Unquote. The Institute for the Study of War reported that since the start of offensive operations in October 2023, Russian troops have seized 505 square kilometers of Ukraine's territory. From 1 January till 28 March this year, Russian troops seized almost 100 square kilometers more than they did in the last 3 months of 2023. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Italian outlet Corriere della Sera informs that participants in a Czech-led initiative to purchase artillery shells for Ukraine outside Europe have signed an agreement under which Kyiv will receive 1 million rounds of ammunition, which is more than was initially planned, reports European Pravda. Initially, it was planned to purchase 800,000 shells, 500,000 for the largest caliber 155mm and 300,000 more for 122mm, but Czech officials have found an additional 200,000 shells. It is not known which companies have been approached, although rumors point to South Korea, Turkey and possibly South Africa. In addition, the newspaper reported that Ukraine could receive the first batch of ammunition as early as April rather than in June as the Czech government had publicly stated previously. A total of over 15 countries have joined the Czech initiative, the article states, namely Germany, France, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Portugal, Belgium, Poland, and Canada. Not all of them have publicly announced the amount of funds they have contributed to the purchase of the ammunition. Also yesterday, Germany announced a new batch of military aid to Ukraine. It includes 18,000 rounds of 155mm ammunition and unspecified amount of ammunition for Leopard 2 A6 tanks, as well as 14 Vector and 30 RQ-35 Hydrun reconnaissance unmanned aerial vehicles. In addition, Germany has handed over 5 tracked repair and recovery vehicles, 9 tracked command all-terrain vehicles, 6 Vicent 1 mine clearance vehicles, 2 Beaver Bridge pavers, 1 Bergepanzer 2 armored recovery vehicles, 1 armored combat repair vehicle, 9 mine trawlers, 3 border guard vehicles and 6 Mercedes-Benz Zetros fuel tankers. The package also includes a SATCOM surveillance system, infrared cameras, Matador and GMG grenade launchers, camouflage nets, ponchos and emergency power generators. The Joan government has also updated the list of aid it plans to provide to Ukraine in the future. The list includes missiles for Patriot air defense systems, 20 Marder armored fighting vehicles and other equipment. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.